Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Shabbat, Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, about to look at the third and the fourth Mishnayot in the fifth Perek Bamed Behema. In the first two Mishnayot, we were presented with those accoutrements that animals may carry or may have on them on Shabbat in Meshut Rabim. And now we'll look at what they may not have. Uvama Eina Yotz'ah. Lo Yetze Gamal Bamitultelet. So a camel cannot go out with a saddle blanket. Lo akud v'lo ragul, and a camel can't go out with its legs tied in certain ways. We'll see the Gemara's discussion about these. V'chein shalakor lo emot. This applies to all other animals. Lo yikshor gmalim zebazev yimshoch. Another one is that you can't tie camels together and pull them. Aval machnis chavalim letoch yadov yimshoch. But you can pull ropes together into your hand and pull. V'ad shalo yichroch, as long as you don't tie them together. We'll have to see what that's talking about. Okay. Tana, lo yitzei gamal b'mitultelet akshura lo biznavo. We see a limitation on the prohibition in the Mishnah. A camel can't go out with a saddle blanket that's tied only to his tail. Lo yitzei b'mitultelet akshura biznavo v'chotarto. But if it's tied to both his tail and to his hump, then it's okay because now it won't fall off. That's the concern. Rav Huna, lo yitzei gamal b'mitultelet akshura lo b'shilyata. If it's tied onto an afterbirth that's coming from the animal, it will pain the animal to pull it out, so it won't pull it out. It'll stay on, and therefore she may walk out with that on Shabbat. Okay, lo akud v'lo ragul. That was the next line in the Mishnah. What's akud? What's ragul? Riyura, akud is akedat yad v'regel ki Yitzchak ben Avraham. So akud means to bind together, like the story of the akedah, where the front right leg and the right back leg are tied together, and the same on the left side. What's ragul shaleachof yado al gabezro oviyikshor, to take one of the legs and bind it up and tie it. So effectively, that leg isn't a player. And they would do it so the animals couldn't run away. So meitave, we have a challenge to that definition. Akud is shtei adaim ushtei raglaim, both forelegs, both back legs. Ragul is shaleachof yado al gabezro oviyikshor. So that is a different definition than the one given by Rabbi Yehuda, because this definition of akud is all four of them together, bound together. The answer is Huda Marki Haitan. Rabbi Yehuda was relying on this version, Detanya akud akirat yad ragal o shtei adayim shtei raglaim, that it could be either the front and back right, front and back left, or all four together. Ragul shlo yichuv yado al gabei zro vikshor. Ragul, we're clear on what that means. It's still not alike. But that middle definition in the Braita, which has all four of them together, doesn't fit Rabbi Yehuda's scheme. The answer is Elohu Damar Ki Haitan. He was following this Braita. Akura Kedat Yad Vergel Yitzchak Ben Avraham. Ragul Shal Echuf Yadu Agabezra O V'Yikshor. Exactly as he said, which means that there's a machloket about whether there ever was this thing of Akud being all four of them together. And he sided with the position that it wasn't. V'lo yikshor gmalim, can't tie camels together. My tama, what's the reason? Looks like you're going to the marketplace. We then said, but you could put the ropes together. This is only referring to kilayim. Now, there's a lot of kilayim. There's seven different kind of kilayim in the Torah. There's kilayim of milk and meat. We don't call it kilayim, but it's the same idea. There's kilayim of planting trees, kilayim of vegetables, kilayim of vineyard, kilayim of working animals together, kilayim of mating animals, and of course there's kilayim of garments or of clothing materials. So kilayim demai, which kilayim do we have here? Ilam kilayim dadam, if it's a man working with the animals, meaning that you cannot work the person with an animal, as the Torah prohibits an ox with a us working an ox with a donkey. Hanan adam atur mutaim kulam lachorosh v'limshoch. In the last parak of Masachet Kilayim, it says that a person may work with animals, and that's not Kilayim. Kilayim lechavalim must be Kilayim of the ropes, the material of the ropes, meaning linen and wool. V'atanya tokef tkifa achat ena chibur. But we said that if you take different material and wrap them around each other once, that's not considered connected. So the answer is le'olam kilayim dechavalim. We're still sticking with the ropes. V'achi kamar. V'ashlo yichroch v'yikshor. So it means you can't wrap them together and then tie them. That's the problem with kilayim.
He
He said there's a Shabbat consideration here also, which is as long as the rope doesn't go one tefach out of your hand. In other words, you are holding the very end of the rope. Otherwise, if it's going one tefach out of your hand, then that would be considered to be like carrying. V'atana deve Shmuel tefachayim, but a tana in Shmuel's own Beit Midrash said it's two tefachim. So Bai says, it looks pretty simple. Shmuel said tefach, his student, his tana, repeated tefachayim, so that means Shmuel achal ma'aseh atal shmunin, meaning what the halacha really was two, and that's what Shmuel taught, and that's what his tana taught. But Shmuel practically said it should only be one, and that's what he instructed people to do. V'atana actually b'yamin akarka tefach, but we have a braita that's much more lenient and says you can have rope as long as the rope isn't close to the ground, has to be at least one tefach off the ground. The answer is kitanya hi b'chavla de veni veni. That's talking about the ropes between the animals that can't be dragging on the ground. But after the last animal to your hand, can't go beyond your hand more than a tefach. Okay, the last mishnah in the parak. Ein chamor yotzei b'merdat bizman she'enah k'shura lo. We saw this already in the last shiur. A donkey can't go out with a saddle blanket which is not tied on. It can't go out with a bell, even if the clapper is plugged up, so it can't make noise. We're going to see what that is in the Gemara. Or a strip on its leg, we'll see what that's about also. Chickens can't go out with strings hanging from them. Or a strip on their legs. This is male, like rams. Shetachat al yashalan, with a little wagon that goes under their tail. We'll see what that's about. Penochelim yotzot chanunot, and ewes cannot go out a chanunot, and we're going to see in the Gemara what that is. Several different approaches. And now egel yotzei bagimon, a calf can't go out with a gimon. Again, the Gemara will deal with that. V'lo parab or a kupar, or a cow going out with the skin of some sort of a rodent that they would take, and they'd patch it on the cow. We'll see what the reason for that is. Nor can the cow go out with a strip of material between its horns. It seems to be either it was there to keep it in place or perhaps for decoration. We'll see about that. Paratosho Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is one cow. He used to have this cow go out that way on Shabbat, and the Chachamim were opposed. The Gemara will immediately point out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a very wealthy man, did not have just one cow. So what's this story about? We'll get to that. So now, my Tama, going back to the opening line of the Mishnah about the saddlebag on the donkey, what's the reason? Kedamran, we've already explained it in the earlier sugya, v'lobazug af pishu pakuk, about the bell. Why? Mishum de mechse command azal chinga, even without the clapper, it still looks like you're taking the animal to the marketplace. V'lobazulam shebet savaro, what's that? V'amarvuna shu beiloa, all right? It's something that they put on the cheek, and what's the reason? L'hecha, l'may avdile, what do they put it? L'hecha ditle makaf, it has a wound, alohada chayichbe, they don't want it to scratch it. Or with a strip that's on its leg, that they put on, if the animal walks funny and keeps crashing its legs into each other, they put it there to separate the legs. The chickens can't go out with these strings. They put it simply as a siman, so they'll know which chicken is which, if it's a question of partnership or something of that sort, to identify who it is, because they all look alike. All right, the chickens can't go over the strip. They put it to hold the chicken down so they don't break things. The males can't go out. The rams can't go out with this little wagon that they put there so they don't hurt their tail. Right? We mentioned that chanunot has several interpretations, several attempts. So he sat in front of Chista. He said, she goes, Zinotai, he's explaining this chanunot, Tomnin la Isaac b'shemen. The minute that they shear the sheep, and now they're cold, they have no wool, they take some soft material, Isaac, and they fill it with oil. They put it on the forehead of the animal, so she doesn't get cold. You've turned this animal into the treatment of the Reish Galut of Marukva. It gets such a nice treatment. Eliyati Rav Papa Bar Shmuel came to Rav Chista. So another student came before Rav Chista. And Vyati Vakamer, he explained it differently. B'sha'asha korat leled, when the ewe goes into birth, tomlim la'shnei azakin shel shemen, they take two little patches of wool with oil. Menichin la'achar ha'parachta v'achar ha'rachem, they put one on her forehead and one on her womb, kadesh titchamem, to heat her up. Amar lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman then turns around and says, Imken, asita yalta, you've turned her into my wife Yalta, the daughter of the rich galuta, who gets this fancy treatment. Rav Huna said, there's a tree out in the island country that's called Chanun. And what they do is they bring a little branch of it or twig of it and put it in its nose, so that the animal will sneeze. And all the bugs and all the vermin that came in from its head into its nose will get sneezed out. So why don't they do that for males? Why only females, if that's what Chanunot is? Because the males are frisky and they gore each other and they knock these things out. But the women not. Shimon Nazira, Amar, he had a different take. Kisma Deritma, it's a twig of a bottle of a broom tree. So Bistamad Rav Huna, Hainu Tani Chanunot. So Rav Huna, who had this sneezing thing, we understand why it's called Chanunot. Ela Rabban, my Chanunot. Why do they call it Chanunot? The Avdina Lumilta, the Rachaminan Alayu. We do something to show that we care for them. That's this oil they put on the forehead when they're sheared or when they're going to birth. So that would be why it's called Chanunot. Okay. Meina Egel Yotze Begimon. So he said, my Egel Begimon. What is a Gimon? Ravuna Bar Nira. It's kind of a small little yoke that they put on it. Amar Belozer, my Mashbanai Gimon Leisha Demekav. How do we know that Gimon is something that bends you over? Dichtiv Halachof Ke'agimon Rosho. In the famous passage in Shayahu Nunchet that describes The ideal fast is not to just bend your head over ke'agmon, but rather to do justice, feed the hungry, etc. V'lo para b'or hakupar. The next line is para b'or hakupar. Ta'avdi la'keched l'mtsuya yali, to keep leeches from attacking the animal. That's why they have this protective skin. V'lo b'tsua shebein karneha, not to go out with the strip between its horns. If you remember from the last year, we had a machlok at Rav and Shmuel about whether an animal can wear a strip if it's to guard it. So either Rav Demar Ben Lenoy Ben Lashamer Asur. According to Rav, in no cases it mutar. In the Shmuel Demar Lenoy Asur Lashamer Mutar. According to Shmuel, if it's guarding it, then it's okay. But for beauty, it's not okay. And you could say that according to Shmuel, there's a case of just decoration. Then the Mishnah said, Paratel Shabbal Azman Azariah went out that way. He said, V'chada para havilei. He had only one cow. Amarav, Amri la Amrav Yehuda, Amarav. So Rav said, Treitzar alfei egle, havi ma'aser Shabbal Azman Azariah edre kol shata v'shata. Every year, he would give ma'aser of 12,000 calves from his herd. In other words, he had humongous herd. So don't talk about one cow. So Tana, lo shelo aita, it wasn't his. Ella shel shchento aita. He had a neighbor who had one cow. Tok shel micham bani kreit al shmo, because he did not rebuke her and reprove her and correct her, the transgression is considered to be his. And that will open the door to a discussion that in one form or another is going to take us chiefly in Agadah through to the end of the Perek, which will be also the next podcast. All right, Rav Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chaviva Matnu. So we have these four teaching, and then parenthetically, you point out Bechulei the Seder Moed. Whenever we have these four together in Moed, Kol Ki Aizuga Chalufei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonatan. It shouldn't say Rabbi Yochanan; it should say Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yochanan, of course, is really a generation or two later, and this is Rabbi Yonatan should be in there. It's all the generation after Rabbi. Anybody who could rebuke and correct the people in his household and doesn't do it, is held liable for their wrongdoing. They're also liable, but he's also liable. If he could correct the people in the city and he doesn't, same thing. And theoretically, if he could correct the entire world and doesn't, he's liable for everything they do. So the household of the Resh Galuta is responsible for the whole world and is liable for their crimes. So the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, God is going to come with justice to his elders and the ministers, the officers. We understand that the ministers, the officers might have sinned. They might have abused their position, but the elders, he's going to exact justice from the elders because they did not rebuke and correct the officers. Rav Yehuda Amar Yatev Kamei to Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel, his Rebbe. So a woman came and cried, no complaint, to help him, to help her. Shmuel did not give her attention. So Rav Yehuda says, this Rebbe quotes Pazuk and Mishlei, if you seal your ear off from the cries of the poor, you'll cry out one day and God won't answer you. So Rav Yehuda, or Shmuel answered his student, Shinana, Sharpie. Your head, meaning I, your boss, is in the cold zone. But I have a boss. Your boss's boss is in the hot water, meaning that there's somebody above me who really is responsible, and he's the one who has to hear her complaint. Hayati Marukva Beitin. Marukva, who is the Abeitin, is here. You see that it is up to Beit David itself, to the king, the one who's in charge, to take that responsibility. We'll pause here. We'll pick it up in the next podcast at this point on Daf Nun Hamun Aleph. In the meantime, I should have a wonderful day.